Hey, Gabby.
Hey.
Pretty busy?
It's been busy in here, but we're short staffed today, so, you know, it's not going to change. So.
Okay.
What's going on?
Yeah, so specifically, it was regarding the MIPS data, which I'm trying to talk to you since last week. And you were in the vacation, like 2-3 days on holiday, right? Leaves.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, things were not possible to talk to you. So I got a call from the Jeff Brown. So have you provided my phone number to him?
So honestly, this whole thing, like Beth was kind of telling me, and then I saw the email.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea where any of this came from. I have no idea what it's about. None mm-hmm. of this.
None of the things, right?
Nothing. I don't know if Dr. Merck talked to somebody, but I surely have no idea what any of this is.
But she specifically asked your name, and you provided my phone number, and they understand that we are handling Dr. Merck's billing, and then they suggested us few things that needs to be followed. So if you can see, his email was dated July 21st, and he will be calling me again on this Tuesday. So if you get a chance, just go through the email. They are mentioning that our previous data was not good. They will help us to correct the data. So Dr. Rovik did take the enrollment or the services from this agency or not, or they are trying to reach out to us in order to we can take their services, and we need to pay something to them, and that is what we need to think of. But this is totally out of our scope or area of the things can be done. We are never provided service to any of the provider, but just he explained me a lot thing in regards to this email, and also informed me that if we can follow this MIPS measure, will help us to good practice help and incentive doctor will get or something like that.
So this is basically somebody that is going to navigate to ensure that our MIPS scoring,
yes,
it is where it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't even remember this person.
Yes.
So and honestly, a lot of them here anyway say that I'm, you know, they somebody asked for, oh, office manager, they gave my name, oh, billing, they gave yours. So I don't remember this at all. And honestly, I'm going to talk to Beth because this is, like, part of hers. This is what her and him work, Dr. Merck work together with. I really don't have anything to do with this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to talk to her about it because, honestly, I really don't. I try and stay as far away of that as I can because I have so many other things that I'm doing.
Yeah.
And this is, like, her biggest thing that she does. So I'm going to talk to her about it and
mm-hmm.
see if they can touch base and see what they want to do because
yes.
it looks like there's maybe some type of program that, you know, somebody wants to take over and help with, which I don't
they
even
will
know
also,
about.
They will also charge us for something. And
right.
if you can able to see that table in three different color, like black,
mm-hmm.
red, and green, and the impact will be $63,000, can be done, and our previous year data was not good, and currently it is 9% penalty, can be improved by this percent, by billing or making changes in our practice, will help us to, you know, change the MIPS data.
Did he say how much it costed or no?
No, I think he provided me the few cost and everything, but I just asked him to just wait for further discussion,
mm-hmm.
further discussion with Dr. Mruvik, and then we can go further on this. Or
okay.
as I was also preferring that I should talk to you first before I can give any things to him or any information, because he has your email as well. Have you seen that this particular email was sent to Mark CCU as well?
Yes, I see that. I really don't. I do not remember this person at all.
Hmm.
It does. I mean, honestly, it doesn't really matter. They have everybody here has all my stuff. So,
yeah.
At the end of the day, let me talk to Beth about everything, and then we'll talk to him, and then I will message you. I don't know if it's going to be today, so I definitely will message you on Monday, though. and let you know before this whole fiasco of a meeting goes on.
And no problem, if you can talk to Dr. Mruvik, and we will have another meeting on Monday, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, that will be also fine. If you will not
all
send
right.
the message, that will be also fine, but just want to inform you.
Well, thank you. I will try my best to figure this out.
Yeah. And another thing is about your email. You mentioned me to that link that we need to put in order to make the online payment in the patient statements.
Mm-hmm.
So I already had a conversation with Preet. He's already currently working on it. But for this month's statement, can you just go further? And from next month, whenever we will send the next patient statement cycle, we will include mm-hmm. that line if possible.
Yes, yep, I will do that.
Okay. Anything else for me, Gabby?
No.
No, that's what?
That's
okay.
It.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You.
Happy
Talk
weekend.
Soon,
bye.